Okay, so I would like for everybody to put your hands in gassho position, which is also called prayer position. It's also called Anjali Mudra. And you can relax your elbows down at your side instead of holding them up, because you're going to be in this position for a while. Hands in prayer position in front of the heart. If at any time your hands get tired, because we'll be in this position for a while, I would rather that you be able to stay focused and not worry about being uncomfortable. So if your hands get, if your arms get tired, you can place them on your knees. For now, with your hands in gassho position, I'd like for you to gently close your eyes if they're not already closed. And I'd like for you to take three nice deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth, deep down into your belly. And now, as you continue to breathe, I'd like for you to focus on nice, slow, deep breaths that help you relax. We'll be in this position for about 5 minutes. As you breathe and relax, I would like for you to imagine a beautiful golden ball of light above the top of your head. And when you look even further above the golden ball of light, you see that there are these beautiful golden streams of light coming down from the heavens, coming down from the universe, forming into this golden ball above your head. So imagine those beautiful golden streams of light coming down from the heavens. And now that golden ball of light above your head, it becomes larger and more diffuse. So it no longer looks like a ball. It's just all this beautiful golden energy above the top of your head. And now through your intention, you invite that golden light to come in to your body through the crown of your head. She has someone's stone. I don't know whose that is. If you could grab it. Yeah, this is why I can't put stones on the floor when I'm working on clients. Sorry about that. So she just helped us to open our heart chakras. Animals do that. Imagining this beautiful golden light moving down into your crown chakra, and you feel it permeate and warm your entire head, and it gently moves down into your throat and down into your heart, and you feel your heart open and pulsate. And then that golden light moves out into your shoulders and down your arms, passing through your shoulders, your elbows, beyond your wrists, and out the palms of your hands. And now, as your palms are together, make sure that you've created a little bit of space between your hands so that your hands are not totally flat together, but more like a little teepee. So there's some air, there's some space between your hands. And as you allow, you don't even have to try, but you just simply allow this golden Reiki light to move into your crown chakra, down into your heart, out into your arms, and out the palms of your hands. And now it feels as though the palms of your hands are vibrating. You can feel the energy between your hands. And now take your hands and place them over your heart. And share this Reiki energy with your own heart. As you do this, you may feel some warmth, or you may feel some tingling, some pulsating, perhaps a feeling like warm honey. You might feel some emotions come up. You might feel your heart open. You might feel more relaxed. And now I invite you to take a hold. You can remove your hands and take a hold of your rose quartz that I've given you. And for those who are listening to the recording, if you have any stone at home that you'd like to charge, you can do so now. Any crystal. I want you to just hold this between the palms of both hands. Feeling the energy pulsate between you, between your hands. And you can feel the energy and also think the words along with me. I charge this crystal with Reiki. I charge this crystal with Reiki. I charge this crystal with Reiki. And if there's anything else that you'd like to charge it with, you can do so now. For example, I charge this crystal with self-love. I charge this crystal with healing. I actually chose rose quartz to give to you all because part of what we're really working on transforming in this level, this Reiki 1, in my opinion, is self-love, healing yourself. And today we'll be doing a self-treatment. And then once we've first worked on healing and loving ourselves, then after that, we'll work on learning to heal others today as well. I want you to take three nice deep breaths. And feel all that Reiki energy just really infusing into every cell of your body. Feel your body and your mind and your spirit fully integrating that Reiki and helping you to feel balanced. When you're ready, you can roll your shoulders and wiggle your toes and gently open your eyes. You can even yawn if you want to and stretch your arms up. When you make yourself yawn, it's interesting because then you start to actually yawn. Let's take one more deep cleansing breath, and on the exhale, I want you to sigh. Next, we will be doing a check-in and talking about what we're going to do today. So since this will involve everybody sharing around the circle, we won't be recording that part. But when we get into the teaching part, we'll come back on and record that.